With Montana News, I'm Kevin Trevelin. Continuing a trend of climatic unpredictability this winter, Montana's very dry March was followed by above-average April precipitation. There were also a few warm spells last month, but Lucas Zukowitz with the Bozeman-based Natural Resources Conservation Service says subsequent cool temperatures preserved much of Montana's snowpack as we head into the heart of spring.
We get this cold snap at the end of the month, which helped to kind of shut off those mid and high elevations from melt. But as we kind of move forward into more seasonal temperatures, we're going to start to see those make their big push for the year and start to see the bulk of the mountain snow water make its way into our rivers.
A wet April means the Bitterroot, Upper Clark Fork, Madison, Gallatin, and Upper Yellowstone River basins will be well stocked with above-average snowpack when the majority of that melting does occur. Not every region fared so well, however. The Kootenai and northern part of the Flathead River Basin have received below-average precipitation throughout the winter. Despite that, delayed melting means levels are nearly back to normal. Overall, Zukowitz says predicting the weather this winter has been a fool's errand. There were above-average temperatures at the beginning of the season and extremely low averages in February and March. November, February, and April saw a lot of moisture, which was tempered by a dry March.
It's kind of been all over the board this winter with regards to what the weather patterns have thrown at us. That stated, we ended up right where we needed to be in a lot of locations.
Valley and most low elevation snowpack began to melt in mid to late March, while lots of sunshine and high temperatures caused mid elevation melting in the latter half of April. That's produced high early flows for most of Montana's streams, but the next few months will still play a big role in determining the movement of water heading into summer.
It's really important, both east and west of the divide, that we have, you know, normal precipitation, and hopefully we have normal temperatures and see that slow release of mountain water.
By this point in a strange season, though, Zukowitz knows better than to offer his own predictions of what may happen. Kevin Trevelin, Montana Public Radio.